The Fossil Triangle. What is that?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the fascinating dinosaur book, The Great Dinosaur Mystery Solved. Well, Ken, we've all heard of the Bermuda Triangle, but what in the world is the Fossil Triangle? And what does it have to do with the Bible?
You know, in my homeland of Australia, in the state of Queensland, there's an area scattered with fossil animals that are in extraordinarily good condition. The area has produced so many skeletons, tourist promoters call it the Fossil Triangle. Many of the skeletons found there have been nearly complete. The bones are perfectly positioned as if the animal had just died. This means that the animals had to have been covered over very rapidly to prevent scavenging or decay. Now, the fossil finds include marine animals, such as a 42-foot-long Kronosaurus and a perfectly preserved 14-foot-long Plesiosaurus, along with land animals, such as a 10-foot-long dinosaur called Ankylosaurus. All these animals that are so incredibly preserved testify to catastrophic conditions that must have transported them and buried them swiftly. Land and marine animals were washed together and quickly covered in sediment. This is exactly what we'd expect from the global flood as described in Genesis. These bones are an outstanding testimony to the reality of this biblical event.
The catastrophe of Noah's flood is one part of Ken Ham's new booklet on the history of the world according to the Bible. To read his booklet, The Seven Seas of History, go to AnswersRadio.com. That's AnswersRadio.com.